Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God we're able to be together again. It's a time that I always look forward to because I know, as I share the goodness of the Lord and His Word with you, He ministers to me, and it's my earnest prayer and expectation that you also receive strength and inspiration and encouragement from the Holy Spirit as we share His Word. We've been looking the last several days at Psalm 62, and there's some important declaration that he makes there, David, as he speaks against his circumstances and where he finds himself. He says in verse 2, referring to the Lord, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. And then down in verse 6, he repeats that exactly the same thing. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. There's one word missing, though. He says, I shall not be moved. And we saw, as we, on preceding broadcasts, I shared what appeared to me to be a spiritual progression. In those first four verses, he was speaking to his enemies. In verse 5 and 6, he begins to encourage his own heart, speaking to himself. Verses 7 through 11, he's speaking to his friends. He starts preaching, ministering to God's people. And finally, that last verse, verse 12, he finally speaks to the Lord. And as we follow this spiritual progression, I believe, you know, he starts out, he doesn't feel very sure of himself. Those enemies surrounding him are very great. He's afraid he might be overcome just a little, but then he becomes gloriously optimistic by how he confesses his fears. He gives the answer there, trust Him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And I believe that change was the result of giving his fears to the Lord. He spoke them before the Lord. And as we do that, unbelief and doubt and fear, that can't stand in the presence of the Lord. And so the Lord makes all the difference. He says, I shall not be moved. And regardless of whatever fears might seek to surround you today, if you will put your trust in the Lord, if you'll pour out your heart before Him, you also will be able to exclaim boldly, as David did, I shall not be moved. And then as we came to the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast, you know, I shared that the psalm does not it's not very specific as to what could possibly move him. But as we consider spiritual realities in this world in which we live, I was sharing there were four areas or arenas, if you will, that were capable of being moved. And the first one we looked at on yesterday's broadcast, as I was bringing that broadcast to a close, and that is our adversary, the devil, Satan. And there were several scripture references I shared in 2 Samuel 24:1 and 1 Chronicles 21:1, which clearly shows that Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. So David was instigated by the devil to do this thing. And he has, you know, the results were awful because he had been greatly moved by the enemy. But, beloved, if we will trust in the Lord, as Psalm 2:37 says, the king trusteth in the Lord through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Praise God. So as we trust in the Lord, we will also not be moved. What's another area the enemy seeks to move us in? Well, that's an area by the title of sin. In Acts the 7th chapter, verse 9, we're told that the reason the godly man Joseph. Even as a young man, he was sold into slavery. Why? Because the scripture says his brethren were, quote, moved with envy, unquote. So sin, in all its varied forms, seeks to move God's people to do wrong, causes us to transgress the will and the word of the Lord. And that's not only temptation from without, but even perhaps more trying and even more dangerous still is the one from within. And you know, as Christians, we have an indwelling friend. That's the Holy Spirit, which we're counseled in the Word of God that greater is He that is within us. Who's that? The Holy Spirit. Than he, the adversary, the devil, that is within the world. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Praise God. Isn't that a wonderful psalm? That's Psalm 46. Let me just share that with you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Listen to this. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Hallelujah. So the secret of an overcoming and a spiritual walk of strength and vitality, of being immovable, if you will, is the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We can have victory over sin that would seek to move us. And then another arena is afflictions. You know, the reason why Paul sent Timothy to visit the Thessalonians was he was afraid, fearful in God, lest any one of them should be moved by afflictions. This is something to consider. Let me turn now and read 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter. And he begins there by saying he couldn't forbear, and we thought it good to be left alone at Athens. He sent Timothy, our brother, a minister of God, to establish the Thessalonians, to comfort them concerning their faith. And in verse 3, he says that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourself know that we are appointed thereunto. That's quite a statement, amen? We're appointed to afflictions. Obviously, they were having a very rough time, and there was a great danger of becoming unsettled by those crushing sorrows. What's the antidote? Well, the word says, cast thy burden on the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Those who will cast their burden upon the Lord and perpetually confide in him will find themselves immovable. Psalm 55 and verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise God, praise God. And then a final area where we can be moved at times is an unlikely area that we not tend to think about, but sometimes friends seek to move us, those that we love, those that we trust. Paul was believing himself to be in the will of God, and he was on his way to Jerusalem, but caring friends tried to dissuade him. And we find in Acts, the 20th chapter, let me start reading at verse 22, Paul says, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. In other words, the Holy Spirit was warning him that there was not going to be an easy time ahead of him. But what does he say in verse 24? But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Why? What a statement that we could be in that place as Paul, that our own lives are not dear unto us. Why? So that I might finish, Paul goes on to say, my course, his life, his purpose, with joy, and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Beloved, none of these things move me. Sometimes, the only security from even well-intentioned friends is this: I've set the Lord always before me. And sometimes we think of that just being, the Lord's in front of our face, but also that means before friends, before loved ones, before family, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Beloved, that's very important. Psalm 16 and verse 8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Beloved, a final scripture I'd like to share with you is found in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. So, beloved, we can be spiritually immobile, if you will. Sometimes that might not sound like a good thing, but in the case of the things that can surround us, well-meaning friends, affliction, sin, the power of the adversary, we need to be not moved by the power of God. Father, you see every listener. Lord, you see those that are being embattled in any of these areas I've shared. Father, I thank you for your grace, your faith, your strength that will enable them to say, the Lord is always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your strength that will enable them to stand in the midst of adversaries, in the midst of affliction, even as David, and he will declare your salvation. He will declare your righteousness, that you only are our rock and our defense, and we shall not be moved. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to share the word of the Lord with you, and I invite you to tune in next time as we see what the Lord has for us. I pray that you're mightily blessed. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, make God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.